Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, mailman All guy had to go to work, so okay. I'm just going to read his email because it's actually pretty well written. I meant to call in yesterday regarding the turkey conversation, but you were a little busy, and we were a little busy, and the Shih Tzu topic this morning jogged my memory. I'm a rural carrier in Lincoln, which means we get to experience unique obstacles while delivering. Last summer, I was fortunate enough to witness the sadistic image of about 20 turkeys swarming my truck while trying to deliver to a customer. As I attempted to deliver a package, a gaggle of hellbirds waddled fiercely towards me. If I wasn't laughing so hard at the ridiculousness of the situation, I probably would have pissed myself. Apparently, I'm barely able to outrun the damn birds because no sooner had I closed the door to my truck, they were pecking dents in it.
Man. Man.
Fortunately for us, we can scan. I think I've talked to headquarters there. Animal interference and not gaggle of turkeys.
Can't you bring an air cover if you're a mailman? I think you can, actually.
You
call in some air cover.
Support. Yeah.
Although I had to explain to my boss what had happened. This was followed 2 days later with me being chased and bitten on the ass by a Bichon Frise, or Frise. Yeah, I made it through 3 deployments, only to be injured by a cotton ball dog and almost pecked to death by a bunch of turkeys. Our struggle is real.
Right there in the turkey hole.
That's excellent.
Yeah. That's from Jason. Thank you, Jason. Well written.
They should be able to call in like some napalm for the turkeys.
Exactly. You're right in the middle of nowhere, man.
Take them out.
I trained to be a rural carrier one day. And I got a radio gig like the very next day, so it was kind of cool.
I figured we'd get the call from someone who's a rural carrier, because we have turkeys in our neighborhood that could attack a mailman, but he's in a truck.
Right.
So he's safe there.
Well, the rural carrier's usually in his car, too, and looking out and driving on the one side of the road. But still, though, you would think they'd eventually.
I mean, there are guys that still walk their beat, right?
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of neighborhoods have the big community mailboxes now, so they don't have to walk so much. And where we live, you know, the guy just drives up and shoves the stuff in the mailbox and drives to the neighbors.
No, my old neighborhood, like most of the houses still had mail slots on the front of the house. Yeah. So the mailman had to walk up the stairs right
to
the front door.
Yeah, that's where my buddy does.
The sidewalk and right to the house.
Yeah, walk right up to the front door. I missed that thing.
That. You know they just hate
that. Yeah, my buddy, we talked about yesterday, he does, he walks and...
Your dad did, didn't he?
My dad walked through our hometown for years,
Until he became a postmaster general.
Well, yeah, then he got out. Then he was a salesman for a while, then he went back to the post office as postmaster general, like you always say.
Yeah. And the postmaster general don't walk.
He don't walk. He don't play.
Remember when I wasn't getting my mail because of the bees, supposedly, in my front yard?
That's right.
And they notified me by sending me a letter that they were holding?
Yes. I remember how pissed off you
Unbelievable,
were.
Unbelievable, man.
That wouldn't have happened if Ed were still Postmaster General. He would realize how stupid that was.
That was really stupid.
Yeah, well, we notified you weren't going to be receiving any more mail until you rectified the problem. Yeah, you notified me by mail.
Call the old man. See if he ever got attacked by a turkey. He's got stupid stories. He's got plenty of them. He fell out of his freaking truck. He told us that story once.
He fell out?
Yeah. Just leaning too far?
Yeah. Was he taking a turn?
Leaning too far. Taking a turn. Remember, you stood up in those things back in the day. You could stand up and drive.
Yes.
Yeah, he jumped. Had to jump out. Because he knew he was going to fall, so he had to jump out, and he chased it down the street and caught up to it.
Oh, my God.
And didn't hit anything.
Well, I hit a hit some bushes. Yeah.
That's how it stopped?
Yeah, pretty much how it stopped.
Did they count that against you?
He never told anybody. I don't think you do it. Yeah.
Write the number down. Because I used to remember that, but I've forgotten.
What was that?
Your old man's number.
Oh, okay.
No, I got it. You want me to give him a call?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know that he's had dog situations, and I know he had a falling out of the truck situation. But I'm not sure if a turkey ever attacked his ass, but who knows? It might have been.
Yeah, the only guy.
It's a small town. So.
The only guy I'm aware of that fell out of a vehicle while driving it was just drunk as hell.
Is that you?
Yeah. No.
How do you open the door then? Because these big step.
I don't know how
the
it
step
happened.
Vans that they drive, you could stand, you push it. You just push that seat up, and you stand in it. You could drive standing up.
Yeah, I don't know how this guy did it. He took a turn, and apparently there was a cop watching him. And
male guy or just a guy?
No, just a drunk guy
driving a car.
Just my friend.
Oh, just okay.
Was Ed on Highway 20 when he rolled back?
22 to Allentown.
22 to Allentown.
22 to Allentown.
Hey, Dad.
We got him here.
Hey, Dad.
Morning,
Ed. Hey, what's up?
I know you're listening to us. We're talking about mailman. I know you had the dog. You've had some dog situations, and we relived the you jumping out of the truck years ago, which I think is hilarious. any other kind of animals attack you?
Yeah.
Are there any turkeys around?
Turkeys, mountain lions.
No, the only thing I ever had a problem with was dogs.
Did you ever hear anybody getting attacked by a turkey?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I don't think the turkeys were quite as militant back in the day. I think they've just gotten mean in the past decade or so.
We lived in an area where there weren't that many wild turkeys around.
Yeah, there really wasn't any wild turkeys in my hometown.
Really?
No, not like there is now. You're right. It seems like there's more now.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
At least maybe that's where we live.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I don't know why it would be different. All right. But no, did a dog ever get your ass?
No, but I came damn close.
What kind of dog was it?
Well, I remember the one time there was this big dog, big German Shepherd, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And he lived at the end of this block.
Just drop the street name. We love that.
Yeah.
And I don't remember.
Give me the street name.
It was Broad Street.
There you go. Okay. It's at least.
And how far is that from Highway 22? It leads you to Allentown.
Oh, yeah, right. So anyway, when I get to that house, man, he would go crazy. Yeah. And he'd pull one of these damn chains. And I'm thinking, one of these days, he's going to be loose.
Yeah.
So wouldn't you know, next time I went around there, as soon as I turned the corner at that block, now he's a block away.
Yeah.
And he's loose. Well, man, he come flying down that damn road.
He's up near the high school?
Yeah, it was up near the high school.
Now I'm dropping him.
So he comes running down that road toward me, and there I am. I'm thinking, what the hell am I going to do?
Are you anywhere near the truck?
No, I was walking.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah.
So I had one of them mace things.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I waited until he got just about to me,
mm-hmm.
and I turned it on, mm-hmm. but it was so damn windy. It blew and didn't even hit him. So, by then, he was there, so I had to throw my bag up in front of me. And he was
mailbag.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the mail letter bag, not your mailbag.
And he was working on that.
Oh, you just chewed on your bag?
Yeah, and finally, the guy who lived up there, he come flying down there, and he grabbed him.
Remember the dog's name?
No, but
Tiny.
I went back to the office later, and I told him. I said, I'm not going to deliver any mail on that damn block until you do something about that dog.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, apparently they did, because the next time I went up there, he was really tied up tight. And the guy gave me a real dirty look.
It was his dog, for Christ's sakes. Attacked your bag, man. I love that. The spray just blew. Look at the spray didn't go back in your face. Right. That'd have been funny.
Yeah, that was funny. It didn't hit me either. It just blew. It didn't even hit him.
Stupid crosswind.
Now, was that Cumberland Valley High School? Or
no, that's my school.
Cedar Cliff High School.
That's Mechanicsburg,
or Mechanicsburg
Dad.
High.
That's my high school. Don't screw those other two schools you just mentioned. All right. Thanks, Dad. Love you. Talk soon.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right. I love the Broad Street. Up Broad Street.
Yeah.
Just a couple of lefts, and then you get to 22, and you take that up to Allentown.
Nowhere near that, actually, but still, I love I love the reference when you just name streets that nobody knows or cares about. All right. Throw your mailbag out there in front of that German Shepherd. You'll be fine. And the one with the letters in, too.
M-A-I-L.
That one, yeah.